All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening. This is episode 38 of American Vindicta. Today's date is January 7th, 2022, and I'd like to come to you with a little bit of an emergency message. I have been reading an article today about what is happening in Kazakhstan, and as I continue to read this article, I continue to see patterns of things happening in Kazakhstan that I feel are, how would you say, leading to the next world war, or at least next series of wars that America is about to get into. It sounds like our good friends from a certain three-letter agency are maybe stirring up a little bit of trouble around the old Soviet bloc of Russia. And I have a prediction that I'm sure many people may agree with, some may disagree with. I think, based off the current global conflict that's happening right now, that we are going to see a new series of wars. I think we have a current government of Democrats who just, for whatever reason, want war with Russia, and they just want to drag us through that mire. And I think after the spring, when the snow starts to thaw and the fields are a little bit more passable in Ukraine, Russia is going to move into Ukraine. Russia is going to seize control of Ukraine. And Russia is going to fight Ukrainian rebels, Ukrainian regular militia, whatever you want to call it, that's probably going to be CIA-led. And I think that is going to spiral into a series of world events. And those world events are going to cascade themselves down the line eventually to affecting you and me here on the homestead. I think we're going to venture out into these new series of wars. And it's going to pull in the interest of China. China, of course, is going to back Russia, and we're going to see a separation of powers from NATO and United Nations allies, who are going to side with Russia and China, maybe a BRICS nation-style alliance, and that is going to affect the global oil market. That is going to affect the world currencies and the standings of the currencies in multiple countries, because with the inevitable wars that will happen, Russia and China will attack cryptocurrencies. They will attack our currency. I think they will use all different types of forms of espionage and all different types of, attacks that will be on our grid, attacks that will be on banks. They're going to do whatever they can to try to dismantle the American economy, which will inevitably put China on top. Which, if China gets on top of the world economy, we are going to lose quite a bit of allies. I'm telling you right now, we're going to lose quite a bit of allies. The petrodollar is, it's not really the strongest thing in the world right now, but the thing that keeps America really on top of the International Monetary Fund's list is our military prowess. And once China becomes the world currency holder and America gets knocked down a peg or two, we're going to have a flip-flopping of sides from people who were our allies and who are going to align themselves with China. I'm willing to bet that, New Zealand, Australia, and Canada will end up aligning themselves with China over the United States. That comes purely from my observations of world economics and world politics. But I promise you this much, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have cyber attacks on our grid. We're going to have cyber attacks on social media or against social media. We're going to have cyber attacks probably against our banking system. And I am telling you right now, because this is a very pivotal year, especially with the Democrats running the risk of losing all of the power that they have, that many of these future attacks are going to be found to be domestic, and they're going to be pinned against Trump supporters. And we're going to see an unprecedented capturing of power by this government. We're going to see an absolute abuse in law enforcement, especially leading from Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice. That's why you see him announcing right now that they're going to go after people who were involved with January 6th, even if they weren't there at the Capitol. All this will be in the name of peace and safety, and stabilizing the economy and stabilizing the government. And I'm willing to bet this year, when fuel prices come this summer are close to $5 a gallon and they won't go down for a while, we're going to have riots, we're going to have protests, food is going to skyrocket, people are going to start hoarding and buying out the wazoo again, and we are going to have runs on the ATM, on the grocery stores, on the gas stations, the hardware stores. And all of that, we're still going to have elections. So once again, just like 2020, there'll be some sort of a world event, some sort of a series of critical Civil War style events that will happen within this country like 2020. And if you don't think that 2020 was a style of a Civil War attack, or let me rephrase that. If you don't think that what happened in 2020 was the beginnings of civil unrest that are not going to stop, they paused, but they're not going to stop. If you don't think that, I want you to pay attention to what's happening in Turkey with their economy and what's happening in Kazakhstan. Now, Kazakhstan, many of you may be sitting here saying, what in the hell is Kazakhstan? It's like a made-up word. Well, I'll have you know that all words are made up. But Kazakhstan is a particularly big deal to Russia. And being that Turkey is also having their economy and country being messed with right now, I think we may soon see protests getting out of control, coming into riots in Turkey, which, you know, it means a lot, because if we go to war with Russia in the Ukrainian area, one of the biggest military allies that Russia has made is Turkey, who's the second biggest, most powerful nation in NATO, and they're also a nuclear power who has recently lost their economy. Their economy is significantly downgraded. And the people are close to Venezuela-style starvations, maybe. We'll see. We'll see if they can stabilize that economy. But it is a great breeding ground for civil unrest and for civil war. Anytime you start to see a real hiccup within economics in these world powers, and I mean like a societal collapse-style economic collapse, war tends to follow it, and there is history to prove that. The Great War, World War I, that's a very good proof to it. World War II is another one. Now, I'm going to read to you this article that's from the Daily Mail. And I sat here and I said, you know, maybe I'll just summarize it for you. But honestly, I don't want to summarize it for you. I want you to understand what this article is putting out. It's a very well-wrote article by Chris Jewers. And I just think that it is telling for all the things that I have warned about an out-of-control government and the type of harm that out-of-control, dictatorial, authoritarian, totalitarian government can do against its people. Now, you may think that within America, we had this great revolution of these ideas that took 60 years to really influence America through the KGB-style infiltrations and from communist China. And all that is true. And we do have our plethora of communist revolutionaries in this country. However, everything that you're seeing in Kazakhstan right now is a cause of one problem, an increase in fuel prices. Now, they have been under control by the same same political party for 30 years. And that also has proven to be, I guess you could say, a bad sign for their country. But we have right now also a leader for these demonstrations and protests. They keep wanting to call them protests. It is a civil war because the leader for this is comfortably sitting somewhere in Paris right now and is still calling the shots in Kazakhstan, but is also calling for Western nations like the United States to intervene in Kazakhstan and to relinquish power of the Soviet bloc-style government that is there and to replace it with a more Western-style democratic government. Now, to me, that smacks of the CIA and all the other intel agencies that are out there. This is the stuff that they do. They're constantly overthrowing governments. And, you know, it's not, I will say it like this, it's not that it's a bad thing to want to replace Soviet-style leadership with a Western society. However, I think we as Americans and we as people have been grossly misled by our politicians and by our government as to just how great our democratic form of government is, because it is unholy corrupt. And I mean, just look at the president right now and all the stuff that he did in Ukraine. So we see a corrupt nation that is the United States now, which has been corrupt for a very long time, a very, very long time. If you really get me going with this, I would tell you that the United States has been corrupt since Abe Lincoln was around. But, you know, maybe one day we'll go down that historical road. But honestly, we see right now with America that we are sticking our nose into other people's business because we have financial interest in these other countries. You know, and why wouldn't the United States want to replace a Soviet-style government with a Western-style government for a country that has the largest uranium deposit in the world, Kazakhstan? So we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to get on this article. I had some other stuff I wanted to talk about, but I really want to talk about this article. I want to talk about how it really sets up war for the future, which it is coming. And how a government can turn against its people and brutalize its people and honestly call it patriotism. So we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
Okay, and we're back. Thank you for listening to American Vindicta. Everything I'm about to read to you right now, I want you to understand that propaganda works in both directions, for the right and the left. Propaganda is used to stir up strife in other countries, and also to spin fake news that's happening in other countries so that it can be a provocation of war, so that other countries can use fake news to encroach upon sovereign countries and dismantle them and seize control of them for the valuable assets that are in those countries. Don't think that can happen? Well, my friends, do your history. It happens. It's happened all the time. It's currently happening right now. Now, also what I'm about to read to you, I want you just to consider in your own mind, if America got into a civil war and the government started to lose control of cities, the government started to lose control of its own security posture, what would that look like? Now, my time that I served in Iraq and the time that I served in law enforcement, and I've been to some really crappy states and cities since being in law enforcement, and I've really seen what crime looks like, especially on the border. And I'm telling you right now that everything I'm about to read to you can easily happen in the United States, given that we continue to go the route politically that we are right now. So I want you to just clear your mind. Hear what I'm about to read to you. You can go to the dailymail.com and you can look this article up. It's interesting to read because to me it's a validation for my speculations of what is going to happen this year. All right, so here we go. Kazakhstan president tells troops to shoot to kill without warning as he vows to completely eliminate protesters and gives special thanks to Putin for his help. Security forces appeared to be in control of the streets of Almaty on Friday. However, the government pledged to continue its crackdown on protesters, and gunshots are still being heard throughout this morning throughout the city's central square. Dozens of people, protesters, and military personnel have been killed. The Interior Ministry said 26 armed criminals have been liquidated and more than 3,000 detained, while 18 security personnel have been killed. So that's a quick summary. Let's get into the article. Kazakhstan's president issued a shoot-to-kill order to his troops on Friday as he vowed to, quote, completely eliminate protesters and gives special thanks to Russian President Vladimir Putin for sending help to quell unrest. Security forces appear to be in control of the streets of Kazakhstan's main city, Almaty, on Friday morning, and the president said constitutional order had mostly been restored a day after Russia sent troops to put down a countrywide uprising. The unrest was fueled by public anger over the country's former ruler, Nursultan Nazarbayev, and his family assuming a huge fortune and over a hike in fuel prices. President Kasym Jomart Tokayev said Friday he had ordered his forces to shoot to kill to deal with disturbances from those he called bandits and terrorists. A day after Russia sent troops to put down a countrywide uprising, he added there would be no negotiations with protesters, vowing to, quote, destroy armed bandits who had attacked the country. Here's another quote. The militants have not laid down their arms. They continue to commit crimes or are preparing for them. The fight against them must be pursued to the end. Whoever does not surrender will be destroyed. This is what the president addressed in a televised address. He said, I have given the order to law enforcement agencies and the army to shoot to kill without warning. He went on to say that the country's main city, Almaty, had been attacked by 20,000 bandits and gave special thanks to Russian President Vladimir Putin for sending troops to help quell the unrest. They keep repeating that in this article. He also condemned calls by some countries for talks with the protesters as nonsense. He says, what negotiations can be held with criminals and murderers? Dozens of people have been killed in clashes on the streets, and protesters have torched and ransacked public buildings in several cities, and the worst violence in the Central Asian state's 30 years of independence. Demonstrations that began as a response to a fuel price hike have swelled into a broad movement against the government and the ex-leader Nazarbayev, who is 81, the longest-serving ruler of any former Soviet state and an ally of Vladimir Putin. He stepped down as president 3 years ago, but his family is widely believed to have retained power, and a statue of Nazarbayev was toppled late on Wednesday. Remind you of Iraq, huh? Toppling statues. An anti-terrorist operation has been launched. The forces of law and order are working hard. Constitutional order has largely been restored in all regions of the country, President Tokayev said in an earlier statement. I want to say something right now. In this country, the word constitutional obviously has a very different meaning to the United States term of constitutional. In Kazakhstan, constitutional order is to mercilessly kill people, give no option for surrender, no options for negotiations, and to accept foreign help from a world superpower to secure the center of the country, and also promotes law enforcement to shoot on sight for people who are called bandits. Moving on. Local authorities are in control of the situation, but terrorists are still using weapons and damaging the property of citizens. Therefore, counter-terrorist actions should be continued until the militants are completely eliminated. Look at all the words that are being used. Criminals, murderers, bandits, terrorists, militants, and protesters. Once again, in America, all of these words have different meanings and different actions that would be taken upon them based on law enforcement. Be thankful, ladies and gentlemen of the United States, that you do not live in Kazakhstan. Because for all of you who decided to go burning down cities and businesses in 2020, and for everyone who showed up on January 6th at the steps of the Capitol, in many other countries around the world, you would have been executed. Your families round up, and them as well, executed or exiled. How much longer does America have to continue to allow protesting and rioting until eventually the wrong government is put in charge and the first option the government decides is to liquidate the protesters or the thieves or the bandits or the criminals? And then they label you all as terrorists. So, hey, you know, now everything's legal. We can do it. That's why I harp so much on what Ted Cruz said by saying what happened on January 6th was a violent terrorist attack. Now, he has since come on Tucker Carlson, and he's backtracked, and he's explained himself. And Ted, I thank you for doing that as a fellow Texan. You've always been a big supporter of law enforcement and military. You always were a big supporter of Trump, at least when he became president. And for the most part, you got a pretty good track record, Ted. So I'll forgive you for calling what happened at January 6th a violent terrorist attack. I will forgive you for it this time. But if you continue to make a history of calling events like this a terrorist attack, then you are going to align yourself with a group of elitists who want to call everyone who does not think the way they do a terrorist. And even though, Ted, you may say that out of, you know, emotional response because law enforcement was attacked that day, and it's horrendous to see that. I'm former law enforcement. And I agree, Ted. I don't like to see law enforcement being attacked, especially not by people who support us. That's a very questionable, dark, gray day that happened on January 6th. However, when people are pissed off at the government and they feel they've been cheated, expect the unexpected. And law enforcement should be prepared for the unexpected at all times. Now, I've said this on the show before, and I'll say it again. I am very pro-law enforcement. I'm very pro-military. And I am, before all that, very pro-American. I back up my Constitution before I back up any politician. And I see a government that is trying to subvert the Constitution. I mean, just listen to Merrick Garland saying that he's going to come after people who weren't even at the Capitol the day January 6th happened, and he's going to come after them criminally. Well, I agree. He's a criminal, and he's going to commit crimes against people by intimidation, subversion, and through, I guess you could say, a form of terrorism, by harassing American citizens. Because if you can willfully go through all of that, jump through all those hoops, send out all those warrants, send your stooges out to intimidate and harass people and spy on people. If you can do all that, well, then what you tell me you can do is that you can do much more than that in the future when the right government gets in charge. January 6th was a perfect excuse for this government to turn its eye upon one political party, one majority group of Americans, and call them terrorists, call them the enemy of the state. That's why I believe January 6th was a false flag. Nothing about January 6th really makes sense. It is wrapped in lies and mysteries, and it is confounded by the Democrats, and they continue to spin their own version of truth. That's why when I read this article to you about what's happening in Kazakhstan, just understand that when this government sees the MAGA country out protesting the next fuel hike that'll be happening this summer, just imagine how quickly this government and all the people who support it, the Karens, the mask police, you know, people wearing masks now or who've been vaccinated, acting like if they have, you know, God on their side, you're not vaccinated? Well, how dare you? You know, these people are so delusional that they would set aside their morals and they would easily overlook your constitutional rights in order to prove you wrong and to make you either capitulate or have to fight them. And if you do fight them, well, then they'll cry foul. Oh, look, they shot at me. Oh, look, there's an uprising. Even though they pushed and pushed and pushed and taxed and created new laws to try and, you know, go around the Constitution, to try and go around the Bill of Rights. And they continuously harassed Americans, and they continuously lied to Americans, and they continuously pushed us into these endless wars where our sons and daughters are being thrown to the meat grinder so that politicians can get fat and rich. You don't see them going out to war, do you? There's a few. Not enough. There's a few. And even those that are the few that went, I don't trust 90% of them. All right, I'm going to come off my soapbox for right now. I have a friend out there right now named AJ, and I'm sure he's laughing right now because I get a little bit heated when I read stuff like this because I see history in the making and we're repeating it. What's happening in Kazakhstan right now is how America and our allies push Russia into getting into a war with us, which is what we wanted in the 60s, which is why Operation Northwoods and Operation Mongoose were almost successful to the point that we almost started a world war that could have led to a thermonuclear war. Wake up, America. I'm going to stop reading everything right now. And I want to speak to you sincerely. I had a hit in my spirit earlier today reading this. And the first thing I felt that God was reaching out to me and saying was to make sure that you make sure that you have money on hand. I think we're going to come into a time of great tribulation and testing for Americans, more especially for Christians, because Christians have or should have the constitutional fortitude to not sell themselves away to the government and to not prepare wisely. Every time you read Old Testament, you see a people being tested. and you see a people having to go through great tribulation and being forced out of the cities and into the wilderness. And those people have to prepare. They have to have money on hand, food and water and honey and cattle. They had to travel with all their tents and all their blankets and their wagon trains. Children of God, hear me, please. Prepare for whatever on earth it is that's about to happen. Because it seems like times are speeding up. Things are getting crazier. People are loving evil more than ever. And we are giving an excuse for evil to overtake good in this country. More than ever, people are willing to get into a civil war with each other over a mask, a vaccine, or political differences. We haven't even lost power yet. We haven't even gone through a truly horrific drought or mass starvation yet. Just wait. Just wait, America, when the food trucks can't run anymore. And you can't just go to the grocery store anymore. You think right now is bad. Just wait. When things get so bad that people will be so desperate, they'll be willing to kill you over dog food so that they can feed themselves and their family. We're going to go to a break, and we're going to get back into this article.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing, and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
And welcome back. This is American Vindicta. We are going to continue reading an article about what's happening in Kazakhstan right now, because I feel that it is a timely matter for what is happening right now. And I think what's happening in Kazakhstan are the reflections of what can happen in the United States given the wrong event and the wrong government. So let's get back into this article. An anti-terrorist operation has been launched. The forces of law and order are working hard. Constitutional order has largely been restored in all regions of the country, says President Tokayev in an earlier statement. Local authorities are in control of the situation, but terrorists are still using weapons and damaging the property of citizens. Therefore, counter-terrorist actions should be continued until the militants are completely eliminated. Former President Nazarbayev's hand-picked successor, Tokayev, called in Russian paratroopers on Thursday as part of a force from former Soviet states to help put down the uprising, which he has described as a revolt by foreign-trained militants. Let's just go ahead and say MI6 and CIA, right? Foreign-trained militants. The Interior Ministry said 26 armed criminals had been liquidated, 18 injured, and more than 3,000 detained, while 18 police and National Guard service members had been killed since the start of the protest. More than 700 are injured. A former banker who cast himself as the leader of Kazakhstan's opposition protest, which is happening right now against this government, said Kazakhstan is now in a geopolitical play, and unless the West enters the fray, then Russia will bring the Central Asian Republic to heel in a type of restored Soviet Union. Mukhtar Ablyazov, a former government minister who is now living in Paris, said the West needed to enter the fray. He said, if not, then Kazakhstan will turn into Belarus, and Russian President Vladimir Putin will methodically impose his program or his regime, the recreation of a structure like the Soviet Union. Ablyazov cast himself as the leader of the opposition protest and said he was consulted every day on tactics on the ground in Almaty. I see myself as the leader of the opposition, he said. Every day the protesters call me and ask, what should we do? Where are we standing here? What should we do? He said he was ready to fly into Kazakhstan to head a provisional government if the protests escalated, and said his activists were awaiting him. Why is it, let me stop right now, why is it that the leader of this rebellion against the Kazakhstan government is safely harboring himself in Paris and not in Kazakhstan leading the revolt? Sounds like another CIA asset that we've had dealings with before, who constantly set his little minions around the world to cause harm and chaos. That guy being Osama bin Laden. Anyways, let's get back into this. The West should tear Kazakhstan away from Russia. The West must help so that Putin cannot occupy this country. The West must help civil society elect its leaders so that the country can choose its path, a democratic path, like in the West. Now, I don't agree with, or I don't disagree with that statement at all. Okay? I do believe the American style, the Western style of government, is a better form of government than a dictatorial rule. However, it's just interesting to me that this is happening right now in 2022, along with Turkey losing the lira, along with Russia waiting to invade Ukraine. The United States is also waiting to attack Russia in Ukraine. There's a lot of movement going on right now. A lot of this seems to be manufactured. Let's continue. Western countries have called for a restraint on all sides and for the respect of people's right to protest peacefully. Germany on Friday urged a de-escalation in Kazakhstan. Isn't that funny? Germany. Violence can never be an appropriate response, said government spokeswoman Christine Hoffman, adding that Germany calls on all parties to de-escalate and reach a peaceful solution to the situation. French President Macron said he was concerned about the situation in Kazakhstan, adding he would continue to monitor developments in the former Soviet country. But while Western nations urged for restraint, here's the kicker. Kazakhstan's other major neighbor, China, is backing the Kazakhstan president, Tokayev. China's President Xi Jinping praised him for taking strong measures and being highly responsible for your country and your people. All right, so I'm going to stop reading this article right there. And this is where I'm going to get back up on my soapbox. China is praising Kazakhstan for executing protesters. It is praising Kazakhstan for telling its law enforcement to shoot on sight. Do not even negotiate with them. Do not meet them in the middle. Don't meet with a representative of the protesters. If you see them looting, shoot them. If you see them running from one side of the street to the other, shoot them. If you see a family huddled in a corner that's also looting, shoot them, because they're with the same group. That's the bandits, that's the thieves, that's the protesters, that's the militants, that's the murderers. Those are the terrorists. China will more than willing kill its citizens to maintain control. China will more than willing put its own citizens in concentration camps and force them to make LeBron James's sneakers to maintain control of their country and to kill any form of religious freedom. And we have politicians who have aligned themselves with China who say that what is happening right now in Kazakhstan is perfectly normal and it's the greatest thing that you could do. We have a problem, America. We have a problem. Hey, General Milley, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that bulldog-jowled turncoat, said that he would give China a heads up if we were going to invade China when Trump was still the president. That is called treason. That is treason. That is sedition. Not what happened on January 6th. That was a protest turned to a riot. And anyone who broke the law that day should be prosecuted. That's me being fair and balanced. If you waved a flag and walked through the halls of the Capitol, hey, whatever. I don't care. If you struck a police officer that day, well, for one thing, I hope you were struck back. But two, you're going to get prosecuted. That's, you know, that's law. Let's encourage at some point that America needs to keep a form of law in this country. However, I'm going to go to the other side of this aisle now and say that everything that happened on January 6th was a false flag leading us to a potential civil war, a destruction of your rights, taking away your guns, killing the economy, pushing us into a world war, and blaming anyone that involved themselves with Donald Trump or the civil rights or pro-America stuff or your Second Amendment or Christianity or waving a MAGA flag. Yeah, you're all the enemy of Biden's democracy. You're all the enemy of Kamala Harris's democracy. Understand, it's their democracy. It's not your republic anymore. I know I'm a bit back and forth on this. Trust me when I say they all play into hand with one another. For whatever reason, these people want to push Russia into war. That should worry you, because Russia is more than capable of fighting us back. And China, who's going to back them, is more than capable in fighting us back. And if we lost this war, and Russia or China or both invaded the United States successfully, we can see right now in Kazakhstan, Black Lives Matter protesters will be executed in the streets, no questions asked. But by that time, people will be ratting each other out, telling the communists where the resistors are. And then those same dumbass people who called themselves, you know, friends or supporters of Mao Zedong will also be executed. This is why I'm upset. It's because America is so busy punching each other in the face, we fail to realize that we have other people on the outside of this country that is just waiting to take us down, and that we have politicians and elites on the inside of America who are waiting to facilitate that. And they hope you'll kill each other. They hope you'll fight each other over masks and vaccines. They hope you'll fight each other over race and creed. They hope you'll turn against your law enforcement. And they hope law enforcement will then view you as the enemy and turn against you. And then never question the government when they say, oh look, all those ones with the American flags, those are the enemy. There are so many different old operations in effect right now. It's like they're just being resurfaced and they're being recycled through America. I believe a long time ago, a plan was devised by a very sinister group of people who said, we need to take down America to ensure that the New World Order will have a prosperous chance to thrive amongst the population of the world. And we know that the Americans are the biggest threat to that. So it's going to take us some time. But we are going to have a series of false flags and a series of miniature wars around the world. And we are eventually going to get the American population to believe anything that we tell them. And then we'll get them to believe that they are their own worst enemy. And by then, America will merely stand aside as we step in and we build it back better. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Doug Thornton. This is American Vindicta. Out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.